You know, it's a fascinating area, right? I think most people suffer from self-loathing, even if they put on a positive front. Having it drawn out and seen for what it is sets us free in the end, that ultimately, because that's what the Lord is seeking to do. So that is like a prison. You know, the interior thoughts that we, our anxieties, self-loathing, our judgments of others, all of this flows out of the fact that that self that we're identified with is in a constant battle not to be revealed for what it is. So all our energy goes into trying to maintain the front, if you like. Sure, you know, the fact that that is being exposed and revealed, that's the Lord's mercy at work. Of course, the good that is done and people's kindnesses and all of that is all the Lord operating through people who either acknowledge him or don't. You know, it makes no difference to the Lord. The Lord makes sure that that good is manifesting that his good is manifesting everywhere. So the freedom that, say, angels are in, so we've spoken about this in the group before, but the idea that, like, angels are in the joy and the happiness that they're in because they fully recognize what their proprium is and they won't have a bar of it. That's what sets that's actually what sets them free. And through acknowledging the proprium for what it is, you have to acknowledge the Lord for who he is, because the two things go together. And so in that sense, when that recognition is there, then the joy of heaven flows in. But while we are still tied to things that are detrimental in terms of our spiritual development is concerned, then there will be fluctuations and difficulties and struggles. So like at the start of this, in the summary portion of this particular reading, it talks about what's coming, and part of that is the idea of temptations, because there's no conjunction without temptation, right? So, and all temptation is a letting go of what it is that we seek to hang on to, but we know is not good for us, if you like.